Next item.
Item number three, from the Interim Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Fiscal Affairs Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to reallocate 2012 lapsed unspent cash and 2012 lapsed unspent bond proceeds from the 2012 carryover process to establish budget authority for current year 2013 items.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, what you have before you is basically the allocation of the $2,008,000 left over from 2012. The majority of that money is unspent bond funds. Those bond funds will be transitioned to the Rawson Avenue pump station, and some bond funding will be used to offset the sales tax deficit that we're currently experiencing to help pay debt service costs. And then approximately $40,000 in cash will be used for the two projects you see in the table on page three, the victim witness area in the safety building and the child support cameras. If you have any detailed questions, I'll be happy to respond, or Vince Masterson from my office can help out.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So it's my understanding that the carryover is then funding projects that were authorized in 13. So then that's then freeing up $2 million in what would have been, what's already been bonded, or did we not bond for all the 13 projects?
Chairman, Supervisor, since Masterson, Das Fiscal Affairs, the balance that you see there are the lapsed unspent bonds, and what that is the net effect of surplus and deficit in projects. So these are projects that have basically been completed. This is what's remaining. So of that amount, as Mr. Fudge said, the majority is unspent lapsed bonds and about $40,000, $41,000 in cash.
Okay. So what I'm asking, though, is when we reach back and apply these proceeds to the 13 projects, right? Those 13 projects already had funding attached to them. Did we not bond for those projects yet, and so there is not a substitution, or will this then free up $2 million in 13 bonding that I can apply to new projects in 14 and beyond?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I can clarify that for you, Supervisor.
I can't quite hear you.
I'll clarify that for you.
Thank you.
There's actually this is a separate initiative from what you're referring to. What you were referring to is when we went through the carryover process, we noticed that there were.
Introduce yourself for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pamela Bryan, Capital Finance Manager, Controller's Office. We noticed that there were a number of projects with bond proceeds that should have been expended or were due to be expended that hadn't been expended. And that's in violation of IRS rules relating to tax-exempt bonds. So what we needed to do was reallocate those to projects that could spend faster. So in some instances, we took about $5.8 million in those unspent bonds and reallocated them to 2013 projects. Then we had another $7.5 million that was left over, the total being $13.3 million, and then those were allocated to projects that were requested for 2014. Aside of that, yep, was $2 million from the carryover process for projects that were completed,
right,
and this is the net number, is what you're seeing here. So that was the last of those, that whole unspent bond item to be reallocated.
I guess what I'm asking, though, is the same opportunity available? So will this free up $2 million in 13 projects then? Now, if we're now applying these previous amounts to 13 projects.
Mr. Chairman, if I'm understanding the question correctly, the $5.8 million that went towards the 13 projects allowed you to not have to bond for in 2013 to fund those projects. So you reduced your bond amount for
that's whatever the amount was for 13, $30 million roughly.
Yes.
We did not bond for $30 million. We bonded for something less.
Right, about $5.8 million less.
So where will we see that? You know, we effectively, you know, we hit this cap every year, and then we're struggling because we really want to do more than $30 million of projects. But then when an opportunity like this comes, and we actually didn't issue $30 million in debt, when do we get that benefit? Obviously, we get the benefit in lower debt service by not taking on the debt, but when do we get the benefit of being able to sort of catch up and get our full $30 million a year, plus, you know, roughly?
Well, ideally, the way the policy is calculated is that your next year's amount is 3% more than the principal amount on the previous bond issue. In this instance, you issued about, say, $26 million in bonds for your corporate purpose issue for 2013. That calc, you won't be subject to 3% of that. It will go back to just your normal process. So to the extent that there's a benefit, I guess, is not having to go back down to 3% of $26 million, for example.
Mr. Chairman, okay, so I'm struggling, and maybe this isn't maybe we'll take this up in a couple weeks when we're in budget, but what I'm struggling with is the fact that I don't really get $30 million in projects each year because to the extent that the projects have balances at the end, they just offset future projects. And so I don't get 30, 30, 30, 30, mm-hmm. and I never get the bonus. So to the extent, and that's a great thing, I'm glad the projects, you know, have surpluses and whatnot, but I never get to then apply that forward to new projects, it sounds like.
I'll let Mr. Masterson answer.
And I guess a variation of that, from my interpretation, is you do see the benefit now in terms of, and maybe this isn't a direct answer to your question, but for instance, the 2014 budget, Ms. Bryant said we ended up actually bonding for approximately $25, $26 million. However, the 2014 bonding cap will be approximately $36.5 million because we're basing it off of that full amount. So you will get that benefit, and it will be realized in the 2014 budget. So you will actually be able to bond up to that amount. And again, that's not a hard cap. It's not a mandated cap. It's just something that traditionally the board and the exec have stuck to over the years since about 2003.
Okay, thank you. I'll look for that next week.
Mr. Chairman, you realize it's this for 14. You have the 7.5 that went for 14 requested projects plus the 36.
You will. Oh,
yes.
We will. Okay, very good.
Or whatever the number is.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of item number 3.
Any further discussion? If not, take the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurseth.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.